Hey, this is Natasha, a.k.a. Natty Willie from The Nerd Element, and I am here with Jeff Balky. I'm here to get balked.
Woohoo! You're getting balked in public, girl.
How did you get into drawing?
Many years ago, when I was born, I came out with a pencil in my hand, literally. That's why my mama hates me. No. I've always just had like that spark, just that love for the art, any kind of art. And then in sixth grade, I learned extra about comic books.
Okay.
And that's how I really got inspired, is by my friends in sixth grade.
Yeah, so what comic books did you read as a kid that were like, okay, I really want to draw these characters?
And that's the weird part. I never actually read any of the comic books, even to this day.
Are you serious?
I've never read one. Okay, I'm not going to say I've never read it. That is a lie nowadays.
No, but...
I didn't read any comic books when I was a kid. I collected them for the art.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, I can do this kind of stuff. I don't want to work a retail job ever. So here I am.
So did you go to school to hone your craft? Or
if there's any kids listening, close your ears. No. No schooling whatsoever. This is all, I literally picked up my favorite comic books, and I just taught myself that way.
Wow. And do you do any community work as far as teaching or...
You know, it's actually funny you say that. Yes, I do.
Oh.
Actually, in Texas, UTA, University of Texas Arlington, I do, I don't want to say I'm more of an instructor versus a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They hired me to actually, when I go out there, do teaching comic book coloring. It's a 3-hour course, just a one day of when I go out there, but it's whenever I go out there. And hopefully soon we're going to be doing more of like online stuff. And I go around to different high schools locally, high schools, junior highs, colleges, and I speak and I kind of show people what I do. So yeah, I'm kind of everywhere.
All right. So what are the most like requests for commissions?
As a character-wise?
Yeah, character-wise, Harley Quinn. I do see several Harley Quinns. Now, I have not myself gotten a Harley Quinn, but I have gotten other characters of yours. Now, what would be your favorite one or character to draw?
Nowadays, Gremlins. Gremlins are my favorite.
Yep. Was that like your favorite movie as a kid?
No.
Really?
Which is weird. Like, all of a sudden, I became like this huge, like, outed Gremlin lover. Just out of nowhere, because the action figures are badass. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just the action figures are just really, really cool. So they're all over my studio. I got the Spider Gremlin. I get the life size ones. I actually just bought three today, brand new ones.
Oh Lord.
So plus I'm gonna be in a comic book coming out next month as a Balkanator, me as a comic book character, where I'm fighting the Gremlins.
That is awesome. Now, you have actually drawn or colored for like several like well-known comics. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I've actually colored a lot of different people. I mean, I've colored anyone from Todd McFarlane to Jim Lee to you name them, and I've worked with them. Mainly on the actual black and white covers. So people would bring them up to me and I would color them up and it would be like a Todd McFarlane or a Jim Lee. So I didn't actually get to work with those guys like per se. But they have seen my work and they actually give me the stamp of approval and I'm like, wow, that's pretty amazing to me.
Yes, exactly. And you've actually drawn for Grimm Fairy Tales and...
Grimm Fairy Tales, Charmed, Neverland, Tales from Neverland, a lot of Zenoscope books. I've also done Zombie vs. Cheerleaders, which they're now going to a different publisher. I'm not sure who it is yet. They're keeping it kind of hush-hush.
Okay.
But I also just have my own book now called Urban Legends.
Right.
Which I kind of branched off. I want to start doing my own stories. So we hire people out now.
So actually, just a curious question. What's the last movie that you've seen in the movie theater?
Oh my
God. Or had a chance to see in the movie theater?
I don't know.
You don't know.
If my husband was here, I can ask him. God, that's not good. I would ask him because I don't remember.
Oh, so you've actually been nominated for an award. Can you tell us about that?
I did. I was nominated twice for the Eagle Award, which is the oldest, as far as I know, the oldest award. I think it started like in 1976 for an Eagle Award. If you look at a lot of the older comics, like issue 275 of Uncanny X-Men, they've got a little gold star on there and it says Eagle Award winner. I was nominated in that same award. I didn't win, which kind of sucks, but the best part is that I was nominated. I was top 5 colorist, and that is huge.
Right.
But then in 2011, I did win an award for favorite colorist. It's called the Sheldorf Award, and Sheldorf actually created San Diego Comic-Con. So to me, that's a huge award.
Yeah, so how many times have you been at C2E2?
Since it first started. I actually went to the very first party when they were asking people, what do you want in a show?
Wow.
So that was even months before the first one. So I've been doing this for 5 years now, I think it is, 4 years.
So what other upcoming cons are you going to be at so people can visit you?
The next show that I'm doing is the Dallas Comic Con. It's the biggest one in Dallas.
I'm jealous because the entire cast of Firefly is going to be there.
Yes, they will.
And also the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm a little hater right now. I'm not going to lie. Just
but I love you.
Yeah, I know.
How can you not? You're so cute.
I know. So where can people find you? You have a website, Facebook, Twitter, where yet?
Oh girl, I'm a geek. I've got my website, which is jbalkiesart.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you can go on my Twitter, you can go on my Facebook, my fan page. Urban Legends Art Book now has its own group on Facebook. So I'm everywhere. Instagram, I'm everywhere. You gotta be.
I know. So thank you for taking the time,
thank
Mr.
you.
Jeff Balky. I got both, though.
Yeah, you did.
Bye.